It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is set to release their June crop production supply and demand estimates, and this report will come out on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Although this isn't a very important report in the big picture, it might hold a little bit of key numbers as far as wheat is concerned. We'll talk about the numbers after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's June crop production report usually doesn't hold a lot of weight as far as the reports are concerned, mainly because it doesn't want to steal the thunder from the end of the month reports, which is the acreage report and the quarterly grain stocks estimates. But this report will hold a little bit of weight this year, mainly because everybody's going to be interested to see what USDA says as far as wheat production is concerned. This will be another look at USDA's wheat production numbers for the winter wheat side, and it'll be the first estimate they put out for spring wheat. We'll also see some tweaking of the demand as far as corn and soybeans are concerned. Looking at the numbers for the average trade estimate for corn, old crop stocks are expected to drop slightly down to 2.138 billion bushels. Soybean stocks are expected to drop slightly to 388 million bushels. And wheat stocks are expected to increase to 942 million bushels. Likely an adjustment in exports, and all of those will likely be the cause. For new crop, corn stocks are expected to come in at 1.95 billion bushels, pretty close to last month's. Looking at for soybeans, stocks are expected to increase to about 312 million bushels. And for wheat, stocks are expected to increase to about 765 million bushels, mainly because of, again, likely a little bit of a decrease in exports from the old crop. All wheat production is estimated at 1.55 billion bushels. That's down from last month, mainly because of more deterioration as far as the winter wheat is concerned. All winter wheat is expected to come in at 1.04 billion bushels. That's in line with last month's 1.05 billion. But the numbers put spring wheat in estimate at about 514 million bushels, which is up from last month's 513 million. Overall, this report is expected to be slightly friendly on the wheat side, likely not bring us a lot of news as far as corn and soybeans are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.